A special day. Your message from your chairman, Barry Coop. I had the most memorable experience at Her Majesty the Queen's funeral on the 19th of September, which I had the honour of attending on behalf of Blind Veterans UK. I was due to fly out to Greece for a holiday with my wife on the 18th and received a phone call to say I had just an hour to change my flight and confirm my place at Westminster Abbey. Luckily, our travel agent was very understanding, and so I rushed off to hire a morning coat. As I needed to be at the Abbey early on the morning of the funeral, I arranged to stay at my son's the night before, as he lives in London. However, just as I was getting ready to leave, he phoned to tell me that my grandson had just tested positive for COVID. As luck would have it, I have a cousin who lives in central London. I'm not sure why I hadn't thought of him before. Fortunately, he and his family were at home and more than happy to put me up for the night. Meeting them all again was wonderful. I enjoyed a lovely dinner together, updating one another on our lives. Then, the following morning, I donned my morning coat, complete with St. Dunstan's gold cufflinks, and arrived at the Abbey on time. To my surprise, the place was already nearly full, so I scouted around for a seat. Lo and behold, I found myself sitting next to two like-minded souls, Duncan and Alastair, a Rear Admiral and a representative of COBCO, the Confederation of Military Charities. We had a 2.5 hour wait before the service began, but once I mentioned Blind Veterans UK, they were delighted and the time flew by in the blink of an eye. The moment I'll never forget was when, deep in conversation, we suddenly became aware of the soft sound of bagpipes far in the distance. It grew louder and louder, and then we could hear the marching of the sailors and realised that Her Majesty's coffin was nearing. As the parade arrived at the Abbey, the sound was almost deafening, and then everything stopped. You could have heard a pin drop in anticipation of what was to come. There was complete silence, followed by the orders given to the pallbearers, those impressive grenadier guards who had been flown back from Iraq specially. We all stood up, and the members of the royal family passed us as they walked down the aisle, including our patron, Her Royal Highness the Countess of Wessex. And then the coffin was in sight. It was very emotional to see it. The service began, and although we couldn't see what was happening from where we were sitting, we could hear everything. The singing was spectacular. It felt as if every single person in the Abbey was putting their heart and soul into each note in memory of our beloved Queen. I was also touched by the sermon of Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury. And when we all filed out at the end, I found myself standing next to him and told him so. He turned to me and thanked me very sincerely. Then, as I was about to head off to the airport hotel to meet my wife, my seating buddy Duncan asked for my contact details. I've since received a lovely message from him and believe we will keep in touch. To come out of such an occasion with a new friend made it even more meaningful. This month I will be attending the Remembrance Parade at the Cenotaph at Whitehall with some of you. I'm sure this will also be a memorable day, full of friendship and fond appreciation for one another. I'm looking forward to it.